Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Elder Pokonsi.
Good afternoon, my elder.
Very well, thank you. Onsi Jang.
Khosiyame. Kamohao.
Kamohao wa Jehovah kanniti.
Amen.
Lovely. Now we are having, thank you so much. We're having a VOP lesson. And, you know, some mornings the world seems to be filled with sunshine, security, joy. And other days the world feels like a dark place of pain, bitterness, and misery. How can life be so beautiful at times and so at times be so hopeless at the same time for others? And so we're going to be trying to understand this and, of course, everything around it. And the elder is already on the line to help us understand this. Now, my elder, please summarize today's lesson for us. And what lessons do we learn from the fact that God alone is the creator, architect, designer, and everything of this world?
What we need to understand is that God created perfect laws. I think that
Elder Pogonsi, can you hear me? Let's see what we can do.
Okay.
Ah, there you go. There you go.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. That's much better.
To that, one writer says, by the name of Ellen G. White, she writes that while we are still in this world of sin, sorrow and pain are inevitable. And that's because of the consequences of sin. The good thing is that God has not left all power to Satan. In the beauty of it, found in Genesis chapter 3, it says, I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. So with that verse alone, we find comfort that God still rules. God is still in control amidst the turmoils, amidst, you know, the inevitable disasters that happened in this world. If you go back to the book of Genesis, we learn that God had made the heavens and the earth perfect as they are. Reading Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, it says that he has made everything beautiful in its time. Even then, he had made him upright. If you read Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, he said, Solomon writes that, I found that God has made men upright, but they have sought out many inventions. So there's two things here. Man's inventions have multiplied the consequences of, you know, the impetus of sin. And also sin has also marked down God's creation, you know, to such that it is groaning. You know, so it has effaced, not totally effaced, you know, the beauty and the nature, but it has melted down, you know, nature on itself. So nature on itself is complaining. Hence, you hear of tornadoes, you hear of earthquakes, and also Satan does have a play, you know, on an act in some of these things. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1 that he is the prince of the air. But even in his exercise of power, he is limited. So it is so that, you know, while we are in this world, our assurance is to believe, you know, in that there is a creator, there is a God who holds the world in its power. However, he has to allow sin, you know, to reach its brink. It has to be able to put an end, you know, to the principle of sin, as to put, you know, his children, you know, in a new heaven and a new earth, those who hope and trust in him. You know, in God having put an enmity, you know, it will be out of choice, you know, to be part of the end of sin. you know, to be part of the of when God put an end to sin. So many would have chosen to be part of being put away, you know, having chosen to cling to what's it, to sin itself. So just a short, there is hope, you know, amidst all this that is happening all around us.
Man, now why do we, you know, need to know and believe that God is actually the creator? How does it impact our lives today, actually?
You know, God's handwriting is written everywhere. Not only in nature, but also in man himself. Man is an intricate master design, handiwork.
Yeah.
The brain itself, the functionality of the brain, the functionality of the human system is so complex. You can see that definitely there is a master design. Not only to speak about man, on how things cooperate, how nature cooperates, we see the master design's artwork, you know, that surely God still cares. Above that, we still see his providence. We cannot explain his providence. So surely, God's love is written everywhere. And for the mere fact of have even still seeing the four season cycles, you know, for the mere fact of seeing the sun rising and setting, for the mere fact of seeing rain pouring, your food coming forth, you know, and all this have been designed, have been prepared for man, you know, so that man may find happiness. And not only to find happiness, but to give glory to the one who ensures that there is happiness. Besides having said this, is that I'm not saying that, you know, troubles will not come. I say that you shall have troubles, you know. You will have troubles, and especially when you follow God, you will definitely have troubles, but let not your heart be troubled. You know, so rest assured that even amidst that all that we find us or we find ourselves in this world, you know, God is still in control, and he is the masterpiece, you know, architect, you know, in all that we go through. God is having control. Be it the death experiences that we face in our families, God is still in control. He has the keys. And that's where the assurance is, that there's one who holds the keys. And to those who sleep in Christ Jesus, you know, it's only a sleep. Surely they will resurrect soon. So there's no threat to those who believe that they be found in God.
Yeah, indeed. Now, since God created a perfect world, I mean, we know that, you know, it's well perfect, and he even said when he finished creating, it is good. Now, it has descended into such chaos, ugliness, pain. Is it reasonable to conclude that he may have forgotten about us?
You know, I always say that, you know, the crucifixion of Jesus reveals the full character of Satan. It reveals the violent character of Satan, and that it is Satan himself who is the author of suffering, disease, and death. So every act of violence that men manifest toward themselves or others, you know, it definitely causes God to have a terrible pain. You know, the God whom we serve goes with us through the suffering. He goes with us through the pain, whatsoever pain that we go through. You know, he does not alienate himself whenever we, you know, we face pains because of the sinful consequences of sin itself, because of the consequences of sin. The consequences of sin can come as a natural you know, epidemic upon a person, you know, because we are in a world of sin. But despite that, God goes with us through that pain, you know, so he never leaves us alone. So just by looking at the cross, we can see, you know, the nature or the full character of who Satan is. There is an enemy who desires to bring pain. But what God always desires is to bring happiness. I go back to the writer that I've aforementioned. You know, she writes in Youth Instructor, she says that, you know, God doesn't destroy no man. He destroys no man, you know. But after a time, the wicked are given up to the destruction they have craved for themselves. You know, so people would have chosen destruction for themselves, you know, and that's when the spirit, you know, the protective powers, you know, or the spirit himself, you know, removes himself because of the decision of the individual to say, I don't want anything to do with God. And that's God, you know, peacefully, he will give you towards the master whom you want to worship, towards the master whom you want to see. So God himself, he doesn't destroy any man. You know, let me read also something. I think it's found in the SDA Bible commentary. It says, you know, in Bible figure, when you read the Bible, it says that many acts are attributed to God, not with the idea that he actually performs them, but from the point of view that in his omnipotence and omniscience, he does not prevent them. So the many acts that we see, right, it is by God allowing, by permitting them in his wisdom, you know, by permitting them in his omniscience, knowing therefore. Of course, we cannot explain. Some things we don't understand why, you know, where was God, why, you know, but we leave the wisdom to God, you know, hence he allows some of these things to, you know, to roll. You know, to roll on, you know, to happen, you know, but it does not mean that God no longer cares. It does not mean that God no longer cares for human, but he is there and he leave all things into to his great wisdom and trust in him through the wisdom. You know, even though it doesn't make sense, we continue trusting in him. And surely he will bring to, you know, to answer in many things that remains mysterious and ununderstandable.
Beautiful. Well, in summary, where is this lesson taking us to before we close off?
In summary, reading Isaiah 43 verse 7, you know, says, God says, even men have I created in my own image. Before God created the heavens and the earth, he had man in mind. In him creating the heavens and the earth in 6 days, the seventh day he rested, it was all for man. The first day when he created, he had man in mind that surely man will need this. Second day when he created, he said surely man will need this. You know, in all days having created the heavens and the earth, it was for our benefit. It was for our happiness. We are not a mistake in this world, but God's all he desires is to show love, for he's a God of love. He's a God who desires happiness for his children, or for all he's created of, you know, mankind. You know, that's above all, that's what he desires. And to know the character of God, look at the cross. To know the character of God, if you don't understand him in the Old Testament, look at the character of Jesus Christ. For Christ said, "For I, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father." Amidst all the tumults that we experience in this world, always remember that we serve a God who is love and he wants the best for us and never gives up on us. If we go through the pain, he goes with us. He goes with us through the pain. He strengthens us. He never leaves us alone. And all of our tears are being bottled, and they will. And God will surely bring to answer every tear drop or pain that we may be experiencing. If you read Isaiah, so Psalms chapter 55. Amen.
My elder, I will connect with you again tomorrow, same time and same place. Thank you so much for coming through.
blessings. Thank you.
Blessings to you. Have a good one.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.